talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening. Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker, and also special thanks to great Chris Thick for. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January that we organize. And we are adding a second show, Charleston Fall Home, taking place August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point Pleasant. I have a lot of home professionals who listen to the show. So if you cater to affluent homeowners and are interested in participating in the Charleston Fall Home Show at Patriots Point, August 28th through the 30th. Give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing, also Cassie West with Gateway Supply, Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, Paul Bailey with Pure Way Low Country, and finally John Harrison with Honor 3 Home. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? Charleston entrepreneur Carrie Morey. Carrie Morey, well known for Callie's Hot Little Biscuits. Very, very delicious. He also has a TV show on PBS called How She Rolls. Also very interesting. But pick up the new issue, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's also our bathroom. Lots of great local projects. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. Scott, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charlestown Plumbing.
So Charlestown Plumbing is a small, locally owned company. Owners live in the area. We cover a wide range of plumbing and water treatment, from pipelining, sewer cleaning, sewer pumps, your regular household, plumbing needs, fixtures, faucets, any repairs. We also do camera inspections, pipelining, and water filtration. Mm-hmm. We cover a wide gamut of topics in the plumbing field.
Just about anything to do with water.
Just about.
Well, if you're a homeowner, there's a few things that you definitely have to do. You really need a go-to electrician, and you most definitely need a go-to plumber. And so I hope our listeners this today will listen closely to the interview, and in case they have to get out of their car before we finish the interview, Scott, can you give us the phone number for Charlestown Plumbing? Because everybody, if you're a homeowner and you do not have a go-to plumber, you might as well make Charlestown Plumbing your go-to plumber. So go ahead and give your contact information right now before we go any further.
Sure. You can give us a call at Charlestown Plumbing, which is 843-212-4111. Or if you have any other questions, you could email us also at info@charlestownplumbing.com, and town has an E on the end of it.
Right. And Charlestown, there's two separate words.
All one word. Charlestown.
All one word. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
And give the phone number one more time.
843-212-4111.
Okay, and you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. All right, Scott. Well, let's talk One of those many services that Charlestown Plumbing offers is water filtration. And why is that important for a homeowner to think about versus just, you know, using the regular tap water that they have?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, but the quality of water that's coming out of your faucet is very important, just health-wise. I know the cities and the towns do their best to treat the water. Typically, they do treatment through injection, which is injecting chlorine and anything to kill any bacteria in the water. A lot of studies have shown over time that leaving that stuff in the water as you're consuming it leads to a lot of health problems. So at Charlestown Plumbing, we would come out and do a full water test analysis, and then we design the right treatment for your typical water situation. There's also a page that everybody could go online and look up. It's EWG.org, which is just a government agency, Environmental Water Group. And you simply type in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of contaminants that are in the actual water, drinking water supply in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm. Does Charlestown Plumbing, do you folks do a whole house water filtration system, or can you just use it for like your kitchen sink, for example?
Typically, we would do both. We usually recommend whole house filtration system so that you're cleaning all the water in the house, right? Because really, you don't want all your appliances getting filled up with the calcium and the magnesium deposits that are in the water in Charleston area. Also, we offer a drinking water system, which is basically better than bottled water, and you have it on tap. So we offer both of those and usually recommend both of those when we're testing water, long as there's a need for it.
What kind of maintenance is involved with a whole house water filtration system from Charlestown Plumbing?
Typically, the system we're using right now comes with a 10-year warranty. It comes from the manufacturer. It just requires a once-a-year maintenance, which is typically a couple $100 to come out and flush the tank and just check the levels and retest the water. A drinking water system is a little more. You have to come out and change. There's a series of filters. We use a 4-stage RO system right now, and typically you're going to change 3 of those filters once a year. Mm. And that typically is about a $300 cost per year.
And you said the letters RO. What does that stand for?
The reverse osmosis. So it's a permeated membrane filter that basically filters out all the contaminants in your water. Mm-hmm. All your lead, zinc, benzenes, anything like that that's in your water is going to get filtered out.
And for some of our listeners who have been in Charleston for a few decades, at least, there was a time when I moved into the Charleston area. I was living in Mount Pleasant in 1990, and you had to bring water like water containers to fill up at different RO. Places in Mount Pleasant where they had reverse osmosis water that you could get. And if you didn't, you had to use what was coming out of the tap, which at the time had kind of a greasy feel, and it was not the best water to drink. It had an odor to it. And I remember, when I moved here in 1990, I was in my early 30s, and had gone out for a night with friends, and woke up like just really thirsty, and had not made it down to the RO station to get my water, and had to drink some of that water, and it wasn't pleasant. And today it's completely changed. That you're getting, I guess, the water systems are doing reverse osmosis to take out some of those minerals, the stuff that makes the water smell.
Yeah, they do. You know, you got to remember the filtration plant is filtering water on a massive scale,
right?
You know, trying to supply everybody at once, so it's probably not going through an RO system. They do have filtration systems, and like I said, typically they're injecting chlorine in there. Their main concern is to make sure it's potable. by, you know, by government standards that the water is drinkable and there's no bacteria in there. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, if you ever, you know, I know I live up in Monk's Corner and we had a water main break, I think like 2 weeks ago. And then they put us on a boil alert mm-hmm. because they had, you know, a broken line. There was a chance of contaminants getting in there. And until they retested the water to make sure the chlorine levels were good and there was no bacteria in the water, that it was safe to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. An RO just is an RO system in your house is just you eliminate the need to buy bulky cases of bottled water from Costco or wherever else you're buying them from.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting better quality water out of your faucet than you would get from those bottles.
That's true. And a lot of people don't like drinking out of plastic either. So that you're able to reduce that. Well, everybody should have a water filtration system just for their own health at their house and just to keep everybody safe. And just a quick comment, you know, they refer to the water that comes out of your faucet as city water. And it doesn't matter if you live in a small town or something, they still call it city water. And that, like for Charleston, the water travels about 40, 50 miles through pipelines from the Edisto mm-hmm. River. And, you know, if you've ever, we used to go canoeing down the Edisto River and you see all sorts of critters in the water and stuff. And then you think, wow, that water is just, that's traveling through a pipeline to the treatment center. Then it's treated and then it's traveling through pipelines underground. And those pipelines underground are probably not stainless steel. And you know, there's all sorts of, you know, things that you hear about with those failing as well. So your clean tap water, it may be perfectly acceptable from government standards, but it's going through a lot of pipelines before it reaches your house. So that's, to me, that's the main reason why you want to have a whole house water filtration. But then also it's also going to help make your appliances that use water last longer, right? How does that work?
Correct. Longevity, right? So you're trying, you know, appliances are a major concern or a major expense, right? So you don't want to spend, you know, a couple thousand dollars on a tankless water heater and then in a couple of years have it filled up with all kinds of calcium deposits, especially in a tankless. There's small ports in the heat exchangers in a tankless. And that's why you have to do a yearly service on all the water heaters down here to flush, you know, cleaning agents through there. Whereas if you had clean, decent water going into there, you would eliminate the need for that as well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how can folks get more information about Charlestown Plumbing?
Sure. They could just give us a call. Like I said, the phone number is 843-212-4111. We actually have a Facebook page too, Charlestown Plumbing, or you could email us at info@charlestownplumbing.com. We could get you all set up with a water test and we can come out, do a water test and any other needs that you have.
Another way to help identify who Charlestown Plumbing is, you've got that cute little dolphin in your logo, right? What's the dolphin's name?
Charlie.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Charlie's Pod. Yep. Charlie the Dolphin. You'll see our vans all over Charleston.
Sure. So. All right. Well, we have been talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. And as I mentioned, you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Cassie West with Gateway Supply, and she is the Director of Showrooms in South Carolina. How you doing, Cassie?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, thank you. Cassie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Gateway Supply.
Absolutely. We are a wholesale distributor that we specialize in plumbing, lighting, and HVAC. We have 18 locations throughout South Carolina and two in North Carolina. And we partner with builders, plumbers, designers, and homeowners. And we help by making sure they have the access to the right products and resources at every stage of their project.
Who is the perfect Gateway Supply customer?
I would say our perfect customer would be someone that values design, quality, and collaboration. We aspire to bring visions to life, and we offer expert guidance along the way.
Gotcha. And that perfect customer would be someone who is building a custom home or doing a remodel project, remodeling their kitchen or bathroom?
Yes, all the above. We welcome, you know, customers, homeowners, builders, plumbers, designers.
And I always find it kind of fun to think about when someone visits a plumbing supply showroom, you folks at Gateway Supply encourage them to sit on that toilet and to get inside the freestanding tub and things like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, being able to touch and feel the product is what it's all about.
Right, right. You got to make sure it's comfortable for you since you'll be using it for
years. And our consultants, you know, talk about the features and benefits, and you know, want to make sure that you really love the product, but also you're able to enjoy it and the functionality of it as well.
Tell me about a few projects that Gateway Supply is particularly proud of.
So we're proud of the custom building, the large renovations, and even the thoughtful bathroom and kitchen remodels that we work on. Mm-hmm. Mainly when, you know, someone comes in with a design in mind, and we're able to take that design and make it function and seamlessly align.
Mm. Yeah, your showroom consultants, they really help to guide the customer and make sure that you're not making any costly mistakes, right?
Exactly. So we're able to, you know, work with any kind of price point that you tell us about, and we're able to show you the features and benefits of those and keep you in a budget if you'd like to do that, or explore, you know, all the options that you have in mind.
Mm-hmm. What comments have you heard from homeowners about Gateway?
Homeowners often rave about how welcoming and responsive we are. You know, building and remodeling can be very stressful at times, and customers continually say that we made the entire experience exciting and enjoyable.
Mm, that's good, because it can be dreadful to at times as well to have to make all those decisions, especially if you are not a good decision maker like my wife.
Exactly. I mean, it's a huge investment that you're making, so you want to make sure that you're making the right choices.
So, Cassie, you are the director of showrooms. You travel around to the different showrooms around South Carolina and North Carolina for Gateway Supply. What do you love about the work you do?
I love making sure that we provide customers with just a very exciting, enjoyable experience. You know, like I said before, you know, you're making a big investment when you decide to remodel or build a home, and you want to make it enjoyable. So we want to make sure that you see the greatest innovations and greatest design, but also have someone that wants to help you and enjoys helping you and creates that whole experience.
Mm-hmm. And if you visit the Gateway Supply, or when you visit the Gateway Supply on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, you folks have many vignettes that are set up that show the different plumbing fixtures, and as if you were looking at in a home setting, which that's gotta help the homeowners a lot to be able to make decisions.
Oh yes, to be able to visualize it. And you know, if you see something that you like, but let's say you want it in a different finish, we're able to show you different options as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a wide variety of different options.
And some of the plumbing,
it's good to be able to touch and feel.
Right. And some of the plumbing fixtures are working fixtures, right?
Yes, absolutely. Let's say you want to see the pressure of a certain shower head. We're able to show that to you in our working shower system.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite part of the Gateway Supply showroom is the dog washing station that you have. You still have that in the showroom, right?
We do. Absolutely. Definitely needed for your fur babies.
Exactly. People are making those kinds of accommodations in their homes for their pets. How long has Gateway Supply been in business?
62 years. So yeah, we opened it in 1964.
Nice. Well, you got a lot of happy customers over those years, I'm
sure.
We
do. A lot of lasting relationships, and you know, that's what it's all about. You know, taking care of the customer and then knowing that, you know, you can depend upon us through the whole process.
When you're helping a homeowner at the Gateway Supply showroom, what challenges do you typically have to overcome?
I think just educating, you know, the client on what they're purchasing, because we stand behind the products that we carry from beginning to end. So even if you have a problem after the fact, we help to work with the vendor to have that product warrantied. A lot of times homeowners will shop online, which is a great tool. I do it as well. But they're not purchasing the same quality or warranty that they're able to receive from purchasing from us.
Right, and that's and you're being kind with your words, but you're referring to the plumbing fixtures that you can buy at the big box stores, which are different from the plumbing fixtures that you buy at Gateway Supply, right?
Absolutely. And also, you know, shopping on Amazon, a lot of times those products can be refurbished. Mm-hmm. Wayfair, they have been returned and been used and they're already defective. And homeowners just aren't realizing what they're purchasing by shopping online a lot of times.
I've always been told that when you buy like a plumbing fixture at a big box store, oftentimes the parts are made of plastic versus
That's correct. Brass. Ours is solid brass construction, you know. Metal insides, you know, so it's going to be a lot better quality than you're receiving from big box. Big box is mass produced.
And here's
so a wholesale distributor.
Right, right. So there's a lot of pressure that the big box store is putting on the manufacturer. It might be a brand that you recognize, but the big box store is saying, hey, Moen, can you? Your faucet is too expensive. We need it to be $99. And so Moen says, okay, well, we can't use brass parts. We'll use plastic. And today, one of the biggest expenses is the labor that it costs to have a plumber come out to replace that plumbing fixture that you may have paid. May have saved some money up front, but it doesn't last as long as the plumbing fixtures you'll find at Gateway Supply.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You may pay a little more up front, but you're paying for quality.
Yeah. And
that's going to last.
That's going to last, and you avoid having to pay for the plumber to come out, and then you have to buy a whole new fixture as well. So. Well, I hope everyone will take the time to visit Gateway Supply on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. If you have a project, you'll get lots of great help, and you're gonna get great quality products. And what's the best way for folks to get more information about Gateway Supply?
I think the best way is just to visit our website at gatewaysupply.net. You can book your personalized appointment there and see more about who we are, and see the photos of our showrooms.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you can always find Gateway Supply within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Cassie West with Gateway Supply. Thanks so much, Cassie.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. How are you, Linda?
I'm great, Tim. It's always great to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you. Linda, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design.
Well, I've been in business for about 30 years. Love what I do. I have a fantastic team, and we do anything that you can imagine to make your outdoor spaces absolutely functional first and beautiful. We want it to be like a sanctuary that you can enjoy and jump off the merry-go-round anytime. We concentrate on working very closely with clients to make their gardens beautiful extensions of their home and lifestyle.
Very good. And how long have you been helping homeowners with their front, back, and side yards?
Well, I started in 1996, and it was just me. That's why it's such a long name, Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, because it literally was just me and a truck and some tools and boots. And I still, to this day, whether I'm going to a gala or I'm going to go work, I have work gloves and pruners in the back of my car today, even.
Oh, good for you.
So since 1996, yeah, and I absolutely love what I do. Like I said, it's really fun to show up, whether it's just making gardens more healthy again. A lot of people after the winter months, you know, they really need this. Spring is very tempting, and this is the best time of year to get your garden back in a good, healthy condition. And then, of course, making it beautiful with gorgeous spring blossoms.
Mm-hmm. And Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, you folks have won a few awards over the years, right?
Yes, Tim. I'm actually very proud of that. I have been, it's called Best of Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, is a platform that I've been on for, I think I have won Best of Houzz since 2014 every year. And it's pretty difficult to win that. It's a criteria. You can't buy it. You have to earn it, which is great. And then, of course, many other accolades that I've won, and I've spoken to garden groups and teach students. And matter of fact, I have an upcoming symposium in October at Charlestown Landing that will have about 150 students that are trying to get their credits for horticulture or master gardening programs. So I'm super excited about it. I always like paying it forward because gardening is my passion. So it's more than a career. It's truly a passion.
Well, talk about some of the projects that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design has been involved with that you're particularly proud of.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'd like to say every project I'm involved with, I really enjoy working with a client closely to, achieve what their goals are in mind. So some of my favorites, one of the biggest ones I've done, and not just big, just because it's big, but the clients were wonderful, but it was a complete transformation of a space in John's Island. We originally were going to be putting in a swimming pool and an outdoor kitchen and a pavilion and that type of things. But we worked with them quite a bit to have this extraordinary extension of their homes. We added a screen porch, an elevated screen porch, and two beautiful conversation areas. They have a large family and, of course, a putting green with a fire pit and a water feature, which I personally don't feel any garden is complete without a water feature or a fire pit. Mm-hmm. So that would be one of my favorites. Most of my gardens that I've worked with in my entire career do involve hardscapes and the elements like focal points like oversized planters or sculptures and the like.
Where does it all start? The homeowner gives Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design a call, and what are the steps?
That's a great question. Absolutely. The first call is connection, for them to call me or email me. My phone number is 704-995-7173. I'm from Charlotte, but I've made Charleston my home since 2013. And then once I meet with them, it usually starts with an on-site consultation that takes at least 1 hour and sometimes two or three. Each client is different. It's a custom. Every garden is custom and curated for that particular garden and client. And so many things to consider, like the architecture, the lifestyle. Do they have children, pets? What's their borrowed view, that type of thing. So when I meet with them, I do like a little sketch, and I'm very old school. I bring a pad and I show pictures of what I've done and some ideas of things I haven't done yet that I'd like to do in their gardens, because each one speaks to me differently. I'm kind of a garden whisperer in that fact. I can envision what a garden is going to look like in 10 or 15 or 20 years in its mature state, which is a great benefit to me. It starts with that phone call, and then we do a landscape design. Usually that's to scale, especially for people who are in an HOA or an architectural review board situation. They're going to need that, and that is accompanied by a plant key that gives the size, type, and quantity of plants. And then it's a per line item to include like outdoor lighting and irrigation and hardscapes like patios and outdoor kitchens and swimming pools and the like.
Hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. So the homeowner's not going to have to be calling a bunch of different contractors. They can call Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, and whatever they want to do in their outside space. That's whether it's hardscape or outdoor lighting or pergolas or anything.
That's right.
And that goes way beyond just the plantings and you handle it all.
It is. It's a one-stop shop. I love working with the client from design to completion, but I can do any or all of that process. 99% of my clients, I am involved from point A to Z, but I love gardening and I love helping people to learn how to take care of their garden as well. It's a pretty beautiful situation where the client and I become pretty good friends because it's such a personal space. I mean, anytime anyone's in your home or your garden space, it has to be a reflection of them. So it is a very personalized and curated space, and that's important. And I think it shows in the end results. My gardens, I'm very proud of them. I think of them almost as if they're my own garden, because that collaborative effort between me and the client is so important, and it will be reflected in the garden.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I understand that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, you folks have a new podcast that you've launched.
Yes, Tim, I'm super excited. It was just launched a couple of days ago, and people can check me out on Spotify and YouTube. And the name of my podcast is Southern Gardens Podcast. And of course, my name is Linda Greenberg, in case anything, if they're trying to Google me. But it's Southern Gardens Podcast, both on Spotify and YouTube. Please check me out.
Oh, the congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And your husband is part of the team. I imagine he helped to put that podcast together, huh?
He actually has put the entire podcast together, along with, I have a social media expert. Her name is Avery Yestel, and Avery's helped us so much. My husband does all of he is my director of operations, so he takes care of all the behind the scenes so I can put my magic into the garden design and the installation process. We're on the podcast. We're going to be interviewing people from all over the world, not only just locals, which I think is exciting, but also, whether it's Europe or a lot of people liking European influences. So I do have a few people that I'm talking to about that, but also the common everyday person, you know, like how it grows in your garden. What have you done to make it spectacular? Some lighting pros, stonemasons, a water feature expert, which is another big thing as well. So yes, I'm super excited about it.
Well,
fingers crossed
great.
On that one. Thank
well,
you.
And how can folks get more information about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design?
The best thing for them to do is either call me at the 704-995-7173 or to reach me through email at linda@lglandscapes.net. And my website is www.lindagreenberglandscapedesigns.com.
And you can always find Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you, Tim. You're the best. Have a great day, love.
And now we're talking with Paul Bailey with Pure Way Low Country. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tell our listeners all about Pure Way Low Country.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me. Pure Way Low Country, we are a independent distributor of Pure Way Whole Home Filtration. We bring fresh, clean, filtered water, providing whole home water solutions to your entire home at the point of entry, not at a single faucet.
Gotcha. So you Pure Way Low Country can help homeowners with water filtration, have cleaner water at home. Is that right?
Yes, correct. We a lot of people know, a lot of people have refrigerator filters, a lot of people have pitchers on their counter. So everybody kind of knows that we shouldn't be drinking the water out of our tap. You see the people, the bottled water phase, I guess Evian and Fiji started that a lot of years ago. So we all kind of know Smart Water, some of these other brands, they know that we should all be drinking water that's cleaner, a little bit more purified. the reality of it is we've come to find out that plastic bottles are probably not the best solution to that, but certainly sometimes better than our tap water. What we do a pure way is we filter all of the water that comes into your home. So we all know that we should be drinking good water, but we forget about our showering water, our daily water, what we're washing our kids, our dogs, what we're cooking with. Again, we remove all the contaminants. We remove up to 99.99% of the chlorine, chloramines, and trihalomethanes, and all of the byproducts of the PFAS forever plastics. We remove everything down to safe levels for every tap in your home.
Now, if we were talking to the local water company, they would say that their water, the tap water that you drink, is perfectly fine and safe and so forth. And what would you say to that?
Well, again, you have to understand how water actually works. And when you understand the water, there is no really new water. All the water we're drinking is recycled water. Mm-hmm. Once you understand that, they treat the water at the water plant for transportation. They don't necessarily treat it for consumption. They treat it highly with chlorines and chloramines. They treat that to make the water safe for transportation so the water doesn't have any bacteria in it when it hits your house. And that's usually the case. Our municipal water doesn't have any bacteria in it. However, the chlorines and the chloramines are highly toxic, and it actually can cause other issues. And then what we smell, the bleachy smell when we smell our water sometimes, that's the trihalomethanes, and that's what we equate the bleach smell or the chlorine smell to. That's actually the byproduct of it killing the organic materials. Our products pull out the trihalomethanes, they pull out the chlorine and the chloramine, they remove that from your water where you're showering and breathing all those toxic fumes.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking mostly about drinking water, but you also mentioned water that's used in your home that people don't really think about that much. But water, unfiltered water, will that affect your appliances, the lifespan of your appliances, and so forth?
So again, you know, what we do a pure way is we treat the water. Our water here in the Lowcountry, everybody thinks we kind of have hard water. We have mineral rich water, and we keep the minerals in the water. We condition the water. We keep the minerals in. We don't use a water softener or a traditional salt softener. Those technologies are kind of outdated and only used really in extreme situations. We treat the water and condition the water so the magnesium and the calcium don't stick to your appliances or your plumbing fixtures. They're not able to build up scale. But we leave the calcium and magnesium in the water because those are essential minerals that you need in your water.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. You know, a few years ago, I was canoeing on the Edisto River, and someone told me that that the Edisto is one of the sources of water that's pipelined to Charleston, I guess the Charleston Water Service, where it's purified and so forth. But, you know, I saw a couple of water moccasins in the water, and, you know, they call the Edisto River, a black river, blackwater river, because it's very slow moving and so forth. So, you know, I guess sometimes people get a mental picture of what, you know, what they might be drinking. And I think it's fair to you know, inform our listeners, if you live in the Charleston area, if you're on city water, as they call it, one of the sources is the Edisto River. I think another one is the Goose Creek Reservoir.
I believe you're 100% correct on that. And a little further south, you know, we're getting our water from the Savannah River as well. And again, we have to realize that all of the water that we're getting is already been used, and it's been put back onto the watershed. We're picking that up from further upstream. So we're over here on the coast. We're downstream of the water that's being used and reused as we get it. Mm-hmm. It picks up contaminants along the way. And again, our water districts, they do a wonderful job of treating the water. But again, they're treating it for bacteria. You've obviously heard of a boil water alert. Most of the time, when we hear about a boil water alert, we hear about it after the fact. And the reason they have a boil water alert is because there's too much bacteria in the water. You've heard of E. coli and some of the other bacteria. Well, they don't have to report when they put too much chlorine in the water, but they do have to report if they have a bad bacteria level 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about the Pure Way system is you don't have to worry about boil water alerts anymore. We have a biological filter as part of our system that takes care of that. It removes the bacteria from the water. And we also have our filter keeps the filter from biofouling to build up any bacteria in there. So you're sort of covered with that. And again, the water moccasin is probably the least of our concern when you talk about what's in our drinking water.
Yeah, it's just a mental
exactly
thing.
Exactly.
People including me don't like snakes, but
exactly. You know, people think about the water company or this water, where the water comes from. They think it's this magical place that's full of stainless steel and full of all this high tech equipment, and that's just not necessarily the case. You know, when you understand how water works, you've obviously heard the analogy, don't throw the baby out with the bath water. That's right. Kind of 100+ years ago thinking. You know, when you start talking 10-20 years from now, people will be saying, you mean you guys actually drank from the water, or we actually used water without filtering it before you came in your house? It's going to become more and more common every year.
Yeah, we've stopped using bottled water at home, and my wife's really big about not wanting to drink out of plastic, for example. So talk about the system, the Pureway Low Country system that you folks will install in someone's home.
We use a system that we have to interrupt the water line where it comes into the house. We can do that underneath the house. We can do it in the garage. We just have to interrupt the water line. And that's the reason it's called a POE, a point of entry system. You've heard of people that have a water spigot at their sink. That's called a point of use. We're getting away from the point of use, so we want to filter the water at the point of entry. So what we do is we install our Pureway system. Most of our houses are municipal systems. Our systems are specifically designed for municipal water. We do offer well systems. That's another topic. But we install our system. We have a 3-chamber system, and that handles about 90% of the water here in the Low Country. With a 3-chamber system, we have first chamber is a pre-filtering, which also conditions the water. Our second chamber is a biological filter, takes out all of the biologicals. And then our third chamber polishes the water, removes all the forever chemicals, the chlorines, the chloramines, and the trihalomethanes. It gives it that nice crisp taste that we all want.
Mm-hmm. What about the filters that are on your refrigerator, or maybe you're using a pitcher that has a filter?
Yeah, and those are a great place to start. And again, the refrigerator filters, you know, they do a good job. They have a nice little carbon filter in there. Those are certainly better than nothing. But when we do our tests, we go to our client's house and we'll do a little bit of testing. We more often than not find out when we do a very simple test that those filters are letting, because of the size of the filters, they don't have enough contact time. They're just not pulling everything out. Again, they're certainly better than nothing, but again, it's sort of, you get what you pay for situation. They're just not big enough to give you the water that you really need. We can do better.
Is it really necessary to treat the entire, the water for the entire home or just for the drinking water?
See, and that's a great question. This is where I had to get educated myself a little bit, because I used to think that I kind of knew about water, and I always had nice filtered water at my sink. You know, we actually had reverse osmosis water, and again, that used to be the holy grail when it came to water, because you know, if you pull everything out of the water, you think that's good. Well, come to find out, reverse osmosis water is actually hungry water. You pull all the good out of the water, but by pulling all the good out, you've also pulled the good and the bad out of the water. So you lose all your essential minerals. So reverse osmosis point of use, we've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from the water softeners. But what we've also realized is treating the water when it comes into your house, pulling all the bad out, leaving the good in the water. You know, you're not breathing all the toxic chemicals. You're not cooking with the toxic chemicals. You know, we all know we're supposed to drink good water, but it's all the other water, the contact time on your skin and the breathing. That's where we're noticing more concerns actually than the drinking water.
A lot of systems require you to add salt, and you got to go to Lowe's and pick up that heavy bag and bring it home empty it in. Is that necessary with the Pureway Low Country system?
Yeah, we don't do that at all, unless we have an extreme situation on a well system that's required to pull a lot of minerals out of the water. Our systems do not require that, and most of our municipal water here in the Charleston, Low Country, Savannah, Hilton Head, all of the areas in between, we don't have, our water's just not that hard. Some of the water companies would like for you to believe that it's that hard, and they'll put an old, outdated softener system on. They'll put a reverse osmosis on. That's called the 1-2 punch, and that's been the industry standard for a long time. Our water doesn't need that in our area. Our system pulls the bad out, leaves the good in. The essential minerals are very, very essential for us to keep in the water. Treating the entire home and pulling all the everything bad out is good. Again, you're not having to contact time, but what's really good is our system, we require maintenance every 2 to 3 years, a system filter change out once every 2 to 3 years. No salt, no electricity, no wastewater, and especially no maintenance contracts.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Pureway Low Country?
Great question. Our local website is purewaylowcountry.com. Our national website is purewayfiltration.com. You can always reach out to us at 843-802-6111. We're always available.
All right, great. And you can always find Pure Way Low Country within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Paul Bailey with Pure Way Low Country. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with custom home builder John Harrison with Connor 3 Home Builders. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. John, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Connor 3 Home Builders.
Yeah, so Connor 3 Home Builders has been in business for about 12 years now. I came on board about 3.5 years ago to take over some project management and estimating. We started as a framing crew and have grown into a full general contractor. We now have 7 full in-house trades, including foundation, framing, siding, roofing, paint, interior trim. So we're unique in the sense that we own our own labor. We don't have to worry about subcontractors or managing subcontractors. A lot of our workers work directly for us. So we're very unique in that sense.
How does having most of the trades in-house, how does that benefit a homeowner?
It helps with timing. We're not reliant on other people's schedules. We control our employees' schedules, communication. We work with our guys daily, so we're able to communicate a lot easier and a lot more efficiently, and quality of work. We're not guessing who's going to be on site or what subcon, if we're subbing it out, what labor is going to be sent there that day. We are controlling that. So, we know the quality of work that's going to come. We know who's going to be there. We're able to work a lot more efficiently that way.
I have to ask, how did you get your name, Connor 3 Home Builders?
Connor is the owner's last name, Benjamin Connor. He is a third generation builder in Charleston. His dad was Connor Home Builders, and Benjamin is the third. So,
oh, okay, gotcha. And Connor 3 Home Builders, you folks can help homeowners if they want to build a custom home. And what about renovations? Does Connor 3 Home Builders help homeowners with remodeling?
So we kind of pride ourselves on nothing is too big or too small. I finished 2 jobs this week that were just setting a front door for a homeowner. So we can set a front door, we can install a window, we can paint your house, we can do a full kitchen or full bath remodel, we can do a full addition, or we can build you a full custom house. So we pride ourselves on nothing too big or too small. Our goal is to really make a name for ourselves that if you need something done, you can give us a call and we can handle it for you.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm looking at the Connor 3 Home Builders website, Connor3HomeBuilders.com. And some of the trades that you were referring to, you can help with framing. Do you do framing for other home builders as well, or do you stick to your own projects?
We do. So we do our own projects, but we are also subcontractors for other custom home builders as well.
Gotcha. And then also with siding, a lot of people are replacing their siding with hardy plank or another cement fiber siding. That's something that Connor 3 Home Builders can help homeowners with as well.
Correct. And that's a very common project here. 15 to 20 years ago, vinyl was really popular, and, a brand of Hardy that had a paper backing that, starts to deteriorate. So we do a lot of houses that we remove the old siding, install new siding. And with us having siding crews and painting crews, we are able to be a one-stop shop to do everything there.
Gotcha. And a lot of times siding and windows sort of go together. Does Conner 3 Home Builders, if someone wanted their windows replaced, they can help? Can Conner 3 Home Builders help with that?
We do. Yeah, we've got multiple window vendors that we work with. So we do window replacements often.
And then interior trim, and tell our listeners what falls under the category of interior trim.
So anywhere from baseboards to full custom built-ins, we do. So we could do a new fireplace surround with built-ins, or we could come in and, if you're getting your floors replaced, and just redo your baseboards and shoe molds. We do every aspect of interior trim.
Moldings and all of the specialized work.
That, correct. Yeah. Any moldings, any custom built-ins, shelving, closets, pantries, mudrooms, anything like that we can handle.
Gotcha. And do you find that most of the customers of Conner 3 Home Builders, they have a plan already, or do you ever help the homeowners along the way with your suggestions?
Some come in with kind of a, they've got a set mindset of exactly what they want. Some have a vision and just need help, bringing it to life. And some don't really know where to start, and we can help from the very beginning on designs and what would look good. We can do 3D renderings to kind of show you what the space would look like. So we're not a full design firm, but we definitely do help homeowners with the design and to kind of see a vision before we start.
Okay. And then Conner 3 Home Builders, you have your own paint crew in-house as well?
We do, yes, sir.
That's great. And so if someone has just a simple, they want to paint a room, or they want to paint the exterior of their home, or all of the interior, that's something Conner 3 Home Builders can help with as well?
Correct. And with us having multiple crews, it's not, we don't have to come in and do everything. But if it's just something simple like, hey, I'm selling my house and I would like you to come in and tell me what you recommend should be repainted or touched up, to help with the sell of that, we could do something like that. But we can also come in and do a full exterior interior paint.
And again, I'm looking at the Conner3HomeBuilders.com website, stone and tile work. You have your own people that can help homeowners to install tile in their house if they want a new backsplash or tile in the bathroom, something like that.
We do, yeah. We do a lot of full bathroom renovations. So we have our own tile crew. We can do just bathroom floors. We can redo an entire shower with new waterproofing. We can do kitchen backsplashes. We can do everything regarding tile.
Gotcha. And roofing as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do shingle and metal roofing.
And then and then stucco. A lot of elevated homes have the concrete block foundation, and they finish it with a stucco finish, and that's something that Conner 3 Home Builders can help with.
Yes, sir. Yep, we do. A lot of foundations you can get stucco cracking, so we can do new coats of stucco as a finish coat over top of existing, but also. We're doing a large project now where we're raising a house and building a new foundation underneath it, and we're going to stucco the entire exterior of the existing house. So that's another common thing now is houses getting raised in the Charleston area. If houses are used to be in a flood or were built and now they're in a flood zone and you can't make an addition to it, raising that house, building a new foundation underneath it is a kind of a common thing we're seeing as well.
Yeah, the benefit, it's expensive to do that, but the benefit is you've got a lot of extra space. It can't be conditioned because it is in the flood zone, but it can still be usable.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of municipalities, back in the 80s when they weren't as stringent on flood zones, these houses were built in those flood zones, and you can't make additions to them anymore because that addition would be considered in a flood zone. So what we do is we elevate the house, and then you can add square footage onto the existing structure.
Gotcha. And and back to stucco for a second. A lot of people, not so much now, but in the past, a lot of people had trouble with stucco, and they needed it to be repaired. That synthetic stucco. Has Connor Home Builders ever helped with that?
We have. So we do. We do masonry stucco. There was a probably 15 years ago, it was becoming common for stucco to start to peel if they weren't using the right lath or weren't getting a good adhesion to CMU block that they were attaching it to. So we've had houses that we've come in and have had to scrape certain areas and reapply stucco. A lot of times we can't do a color match, so we will do a new finish over the entire area to get all of that color to match correctly.
And what parts of town does Connor 3 Home Builders typically work?
So we work everywhere. We're based in Mount Pleasant, but we have jobs from McClellanville down to Kiowa, all the way out to Ridgeville and Somerville. So we cover a large area of Charleston.
Yeah, that's impressive. Well, we just went through a pretty extensive list of services that Connor 3 Home Builders can help homeowners with, and either one aspect of those services or all of them if you're interested in building a custom home or doing a large scale remodel project. So that's pretty impressive. Well, how can folks get more information about Connor 3 Home Builders?
So we have our website at www.connor3, that's III, homebuilders.com. We also have a Facebook and an Instagram that we are trying to be pretty active on posting current projects on. So those are really the three best ways to reach out to us.
All right, great. And you can always find Connor 3 Home Builders within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with General Contractor John Harrison with Connor 3 Home Builders. Thanks so much, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.